We know who you are. Actually, I don't know who he is.
It's under Googleable.
What
was his question? Like, what he ate for lunch?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, our shit's way better than that. I'm not worried about him stealing our thunder if he's asking stupid questions like that.
Wow. All right. Let's do a podcast. Well,
of course, it's properly fired up. Let's get it.
Yeah, get my certain level of anger here. That's good.
Let's do it on go. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, so just prepare to...
It'll be great.
It'll be perfect.
Y'all motherfuckers don't watch us play throughout the year, to tell you the truth. I'm gonna be real with you, and I don't care if I get fined.
That train is off the track.
Who doesn't love the bouncy castle?
Hitler. Just prepare to... just prepare to be awash in unbeatable goodness.
Welcome, Pacers fans. You are listening to the Undebeatables, your semi-weekly Pacers podcast. Today is February 18th, 2018, and this is episode 297, coming to you from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm your host, Joey Gafrida, the man behind the dials and season ticket holder. This show, we're going to discuss the Pacers' win against Brooklyn and recap All-Star Saturday night. Joining me are our three analysts, coast to coast, like buttered toast. First from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., it's the doctor, Jason Triplett.
What is up, Pacers fans? What is up, Undebeatables? Quick shout out to all my Xavier kindred. Tough loss yesterday, but we'll recover. We'll be fine. Don't worry.
From Indianapolis, Indiana, he's our in-house bartender, mixing up the drinks and the crappy jingles, John Colson.
What is up, Pacer Nation? It is Thirsty Monday. You've earned it.
It's President's Day, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, then have a couple more.
And from Eugene, Oregon, out west, it's our enforcer, John Harper.
What up, fellas? Some of us got to work on Monday. I'm going to stop at 5.
There you go. Before we start the show, I just want to remind you that you can support us anytime you shop at Amazon. Just follow the link in the show notes or go to our website, theunbeatables.com, and follow the Amazon referral link. It kicks a few bucks to us and helps keep the show going. Colson, it is time for the boomerang. What do you have for us this week?
So I think at this point, listeners know the game. It's a boomerang because it goes around the table. I usually ask a question, and this week, though, from a listener submission, shout out to a friend of the show, Easy Money, we're going to do a spelling bee. I apologize in advance, but I thought it was a good idea, and we'll see how it goes. So... I've picked some NBA names here, and I just need you to spell them for me. We'll go around like the format of the boomerang. If you miss, you're out. You've got to, I think, spell something twice. I think
we're doing a spelling bee, and you're explaining the format to a spelling bee, which we use to make the boomerang.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what's happening. Okay. Joey. Yusuf Nurkic.
What's the country of origin?
No one knows.
I can use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Yusuf Nurkic is big.
Let's see here. The first and last name or just the last
name?
Yeah,
we need both, sir.
Okay. So let's say Y-U-S-E-F. Last name... N-U-R-K-I-C.
Okay, you killed the last name, but you missed the first one. It's actually J-U-S-U-F.
You don't got a bell?
Okay.
Ding.
Ding. Okay. Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Dellavedova.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Matthew.
One T or two. The age-old question.
I'm going to go M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Dellavedova. D-E-L-A-V-A-D-O-V-A.
I'm sorry, sir.
Damn it.
D-E-L-L-A-V-E-D-O-V-A.
What? Okay.
Yeah. Harper. Dwayne Wade.
Oh, God damn it.
This is a hard one.
I don't know how to spell Dwayne for anything. It's like...
Let me use it in a sentence.
Okay, please.
Dwayne Wade placed a flying elbow against Lance Stevenson's head. Does that help?
No, it doesn't. I'm gonna say. Oh God, I don't know. This D W A Y N E W A D E.
That is incorrect.
Nah, I don't know how to spell his name.
D W Y A N E.
Of yeah.
Does that mean, is everybody still in? Is that how it works?
No, let's end this.
This is embarrassing.
All right. I'm going to give... okay, I'll give
the
Harper...
The only person who knows how to spell Dwayne Wade is autocorrect. That's the only person in the world who knows how to spell his name.
All right, Harper, how about this? Your favorite player, Bam Adebayo. Bam Adebayo.
Adebayo. Bam, out of Bam. Bayou. That's B-A-M. I got the Bam.
Yeah.
Adebayo. I'm going to end up going phonetically again and be wrong. A-D-E-B-A-Y-O-U.
Oh, you're so close.
Ah, it's just a U.
There's no U. It just ends in O.
It ends in O?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. I was going to be wrong either way.
All right, Joey. Detroit point guard. Dwight Bikes.
Dwight Bikes?
Dwight Bikes.
It's D W. I G H T B I K E S.
Okay, it's actually B U Y C K S.
I am not sure this is going to
happen. All right, we'll give this to Jason. Here, what do you got? Pablo Prigioni.
All right, you can get
Pablo Prigioni. Pablo, P-A-B-L-O, Prigioni, P-R-I-G-I-O-N-I.
That is correct, yay! Sir. We have a winner.
Yay!
Finally got to a romantic language that's...
well, it's funny because... Charlie's idea was to spell Giannis Antetokounmpo, but
I think all three of us could work on that for like a day.
Exactly. I figured I'd start easier. Nice work, gentlemen.
Congrats, Jason, on your authoritative victory.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You definitely lost the least.
Yes. That's what I specialize in.
Well, we just had one basketball game for the Pacers this week, Wednesday, February 14th, on Valentine's Day. Pacers traveled to Brooklyn and gutted out a 108-103 win against the scrappy Nets team. Oladipo led all scorers with 25 and was supported by double-doubles from Miles Turner and Corey Joseph. The win took the Pacers to 8 games over 500 for the first time all year and headed into the All-Star break. This game, I was thinking we were going to lose coming down the stretch, but they did what some of the old Pacer teams couldn't do, which is that got out a difficult victory against a team at home who's not fantastic, but they've got some players with pride, so they're playing okay right now. So I'm super happy to get that win.
Yeah, real briefly, Joe, you mentioned that this is the first time the Pacers have been 8 games above 500 this season. It's the first time in 2 seasons. We were not 8 games above 500 last year at all. So this is good stuff.
It is good stuff. This was a nice win. I mean, I thought that, the Nets can be a dangerous team, especially the game before the break. Mm-hmm. Lots of people look past a team like this, and you could kind of sense even in the first half that the Pacers came out very sluggish.
Yeah, we looked slow.
Looked slow, looked like they were already on vacation. Luckily, Brooklyn also looked like they were on vacation, so that helped. The scoring in the first quarter was really low. And then in the second half, I really got worried when Brooklyn started catching fire from three-point range. I mean, this is a team that really embraces the new math and just throws up a bunch of threes. Most of them look like trash, but then DeMar Carroll and Alan Crabb start knocking them down and you get worried, I thought that got really good contributions from the bench, especially Al Jefferson coming in and giving, a solid 10 minutes or 12 minutes and just shaking. Who was the guy for the Nets? Jason Allen or somebody? Out of his shoes several times with just pump fakes. My favorite one was the one where Al Jefferson didn't even, it wasn't even anything that looked like a shot. He just, raised his hand in the air, and the guy goes flying. And he's just like, layup. Okay, great.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Al Jefferson, because he was given credit in the postgame for telling the team to take this game seriously, that he's been a part of a lot of teams that just look past the game before the All-Star break, and that's how you lose games you shouldn't. And so he was apparently really on those guys in the locker room and proved it on the court, too. He was ready to play and got it. I mean, he had a fantastic game in short minutes. Mm-hmm. Double-figure scoring.
Yeah. Both he and Thaddeus got some credit from Oladipo for even as early as in the locker room from the previous game, talking about need to be ready to play. And clearly we didn't actually come out and do that, but at some point, apparently that advice sunk in.
Maybe at halftime.
Yeah, they had to redo that at the halftime speech.
Sure, I thought the hands got more active in the third for sure. We started getting some deflections.
Yeah,
yeah, sure. We did. And we were making them take some tough shots. It's just demoralizing. You're right, Jason. Crabbe was 5 of 11. Up. Yeah, and Carroll was 5 of 8. I mean, they were nailing shots. They really had no business hitting.
Shout out to Bogdanović. Bogey hit a big three to end the half, I thought, to tie the game, which helped our momentum a little bit. With just no time left on the clock, just calmly drained it, which I thought was pretty cool. Also learned from the broadcast that there's this thing in the locker room where they're just taking pictures that the basically the newspaper or whatever, if they're getting good pictures they see on the internet, they're getting those put up in the locker room. So this is a new tradition for them for this season. They've got basically pictures of the bench and guys cheering. And if there's a good picture, they frame it and put it in the locker room. And apparently the locker room is filling up with these pictures, which I think is a really cool, fun thing.
That's, I think it's happening. Nice that we have traditions instead of just bickering.
Yeah. Nice. This is a fun thing, And so on some level, you're just, we're taking pride in the fact that we're rooting for our teammates and we're all together. And it's just a really good thing. So shout out to this team and their chemistry.
I wonder if they did that last year, too, but it was just pictures instead of this year, it being pictures of the bench like celebrating and like cheering each other on. Last year, it was like Paul George just staring off into space and chewing his fingernails or something like that. And then that has a negative, you know, you post those all over the locker room. Then
you're sure. It doesn't seem like a great idea to
people, post those. Guys just like yelling at each other and having arguments or something.
Yeah, this team
is a solid win.
Super fun to watch all season.
Yeah.
Colson, I think I may have a homework assignment for you. This is deeper in the stats than I know how to get to.
Okay.
But I've noticed that the Pacers teams, like Al Jefferson has said, I've seen Pacer teams that have a home game before the All-Star break kind of are, you know, they're already home. And their minds have already drifted off to vacation, and I've seen them lose over the years lots of these games. And I feel like the road team basically has an advantage in the in the one before the break.
Okay.
Because they you know, those guys, they traveled, and they've got a little more purpose. But the other guys, you know, they woke up in their own bed, and you know, they're already thinking about what they're going to be doing over the break.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to look into that for you. I'm sure that Basketball Reference has done the work for me. But what I would say is that this Brooklyn team, you know, doesn't really have anything to lose. They go out there and play hard every night. They don't have a draft pick. There's no reason for them to tank. They've got a guy. I think they've got a good coach. They've got a good culture, and they play hard, and I think a win against them any time of year. I know they've only won whatever it is, 18 games, but I think a win against this team is always a victory. They have played, I think one of the stats is they've played more close games than anybody in the NBA or something like that. It was you know, some stat where they're basically losing all their games within 5 points.
They were last year.
Yeah, so they're playing hard, and they don't know how to close. They don't have closers, but it's a good victory.
They're actually on a 10-game moral victory streak. I mean, they've got some dudes that are talented. I thought D'Angelo Russell looked particularly lethal against us for some reason. He was a big problem getting into the lane.
He was just aggressive
in the third quarter, and knocking down shots. And the other thing I wanted to note before we move on was it was good to see Corey Joseph finally break out of a funk.
Yeah.
He had been playing just not good basketball for a week solid, basically since he took over for Darren Collison in the starting lineup, and he looked like he got his rhythm back a little bit in this game, which is good. I mean, I guess the downside is now he takes a week or so off,
right?
Hopefully he can regain it, but maybe he's just tired and needs a break too, so the break will help.
I was gonna try to transition you, Joe.
Let's see this,
because this is how you should transition something. By stopping everything.
I'll take some notes.
So also another fun fact, couple members of the Pacers training staff got voted into the All-Star game, Rising Stars Challenge. So that's pretty cool. It's a great honor to have Pacers training staff voted into the Rising Star Challenge.
I had no idea that was even a thing.
Apparently training staffs get voted in just like, I don't know, other stuff, like players. So
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So they did a long Denari spent a long time talking about how he thinks our training staff's one of the best in the biz, and he was pleased that they were getting some acknowledgement. So
yeah, the All-Star weekend did begin on Friday. The first one, and actually I'm upset that I didn't get to see this. The All-Star weekend generally starts with the celebrity game, which I don't watch because Kevin Hart is the perennial MVP, and I don't enjoy his antics. But he didn't play this year, and I didn't know ahead of time, so I just didn't watch it, assuming he was going to be there.
Yeah.
What they did this year was Team Lakers versus Team Clippers. But I missed out. Saturday night, we get a little more real basketball. The Rising Stars, the first year and second year players, played. It's USA versus the world, which reflects real life. And the world wins 155 to USA's 124.
Which doesn't reflect real life. America.
Does it?
America.
We do have bigger bombs, right? I heard we did.
Yeah. Bigly.
We at least have bigger buttons on our desk.
The buttons.
They actually work.
The buttons are big.
And they actually work. Yeah.
Bogdanović was the MVP, so shout out to you, Bogey Jr. Ty, we have Bojan Bogdanović and the younger one. Is it
Bogdan?
Bogdanović.
And they both have the same nickname, which seems wrong to me.
Yeah, but it's like guys from Massachusetts, from Boston, you know. This guy's called Sully, you know. There's like 8 Sullys, you know.
I guess so, yeah.
In every friend group, so.
But our Domantas Sabonis has a double-double, 13 points, 11 boards.
Didn't miss a shot.
No, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's about what he does usually.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dunks all over everybody. Got 3 assists. I thought it was a nice showing from a Pacer. It's always good to, you know, have you guys go out there and play well.
Did you catch
like
any of this game?
Belonged. No.
So you watched the game? No.
Okay. But from the box score, it looks like he belonged. That's all I'm saying.
Gotcha. That's good.
Sure.
Saturday night also has the skills competition and the 3-point challenge and the slam dunk contest. Who watched the skills competition with the littles versus the biggies?
I got that.
I also did. And
you
your
guys
boy,
had predictions.
Your boy Jason knocked me out in the first round and then went on to win the whole thing.
Spencer Dinwiddie. I knew he'd be angry after
we
kicked his butt.
Is that I really thought that Heald hit that shot because they both shot threes at like the exact same time. I thought it was Heald that went in. It was not. So I got to the finals. I'm like, wait, where's Heald?
Yeah, it was Dinwiddie had a good showing. And he faced off against Lauri Markkanen in the final there. And again, it always comes down to making that 3-point shot at the end. So, you know, for those that don't watch you dribble through some, you know, plastic players or whatever, throw a pass, make a layup. Is that how it goes?
Yeah. That's
yeah.
It, yeah.
And then you
shoot
have
to pass it through. No, you have to pass it the ball. This is where Lauri Markkanen got behind.
That's the first thing. Yeah. So you dribble through the chairs and then you make the pass.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
And Lauri missed his first pass. And I think he got him behind.
3. Dude was broke at passing.
Yeah, but then he caught back up because Dinwiddie always the guys don't make the first 3, it seems.
Right.
And then the guy can like catch up, and if they make their first one, then they win. That happened a couple times. So yeah, it was good.
Dinwiddie gets his second 3, right? Just before Lauri Markkanen did. So
yeah, I think so.
Gets his victory, and you had predicted that, Jason. So nice work.
I believe I called that.
Spencer Dinwiddie, the most skilled player in the NBA. Congratulations.
Yep.
Next event was the 3-point challenge. This one was Devin Booker puts this one down. Hit 20 of 25 threes in his final round to take the win there. It was pretty phenomenal.
I believe that was a record that...
28 points is a record, but other players have hit 20 of 25. It tied the record.
Right. Mm. And so,
because the money balls and stuff like that, so like the points was more, but
right, because the previous high was Klay Thompson, who scored 27.
Right, correct.
Who Devin Booker defeated in the finals. Again, per Jason's prediction. This is when I started getting annoyed with Jason, even though he was just kept knocking my guys out.
But my prediction was totally accurate, which is, I mean, I don't think Paul George has retired, but he embarrassed
dead last.
Himself.
Dead
he
last.
Was miserable. Like, he was barely hitting the rim. It was ugly. He probably should hang up his shoes. That's how embarrassing it was.
I definitely took more joy in that.
That was my favorite part.
It was pretty bad. He got nine points.
But he also got LA crowd cheering his name to come play for them. So I don't think he's going to hang up the sneakers quite yet. But
yeah. I especially liked he like completely airballed one. Yeah.
From the corner.
Hit the backboard. he crushed the backboard a couple times. Yeah, it was great. It was epically bad.
Do you think so? Earlier this week, we heard a story about how Charles Barkley once played a game drunk. Do you think that Paul George had a few cocktails at happy hour?
I don't think he's that much afternoon? Fun.
Oh, okay. Maybe you had some non-alcoholic beers and just enough to...
Exactly.
Just slamming them back.
Yeah, he was just feeling a little bloated from all the old duels.
It's tough to shoot those three-pointers when you got the old duels belly.
The headline event of the evening, the dunk contest.
Victor!
Donovan Mitchell. Victor did not pull this one out.
Are you sure?
That's what the competition said. Mm. That's what everything I read said as well. Donovan Mitchell won that one. Some pretty good dunks. I think he took down Larry Nance Jr. in the final.
Mm-hmm. It was some good dunks. I thought it was kind of a bleh kind of dunk contest.
Yeah.
None of the characters really got the crowd involved, and... There's several missed dunks, and of course I was, you know, very excited about Victor Oladipo, and then he comes out and misses all three attempts at his first dunk, which would have been amazing if he were able to make it, but it's a really hard dunk, because the way he did it, he wasn't even looking at the rim, basically, as he's trying to dunk, so.
Yeah, it was a tough act to follow after last year, too, last year's dunk contest between Levine. That was last year? Gordon Levine?
No, that was 2 years ago.
A couple years ago.
So I just didn't watch last year. Because there hasn't been
that was when Glenn Robinson the third won.
Yeah, GR3 won last year.
By jumping over Paul George.
Oh, that's right, he did one.
Yeah. That's why Victor said he wanted to play, to defend the Pacer title.
Yeah, last year was okay.
Yeah. I think part of it is the crowd. I mean, that arena is just so spread out. Like, it feels like the fans are so far away from the guys that are dunking. You're right that nobody really got the credit into it, but I think it would have been a tough task the way that thing was spread out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought Dennis Smith Jr. had the dunk of the night. His between the legs dunk in the first round was amazing. I also got really excited when Oladipo busted out the Black Panther mask and received it from Chadwick Boseman, because I'm a huge Marvel nerd, and it means that one of my favorite Pacers is also a Marvel nerd. So I bet it's hard to dunk in a mask, but he was able to get it done, I think, on the second attempt. After missing your first dunk, you can't make it to the second round, essentially. You said he missed all three in the first round, or the first attempt.
Yeah, which I think that they should change the scoring format. They should go to, like, I've been watching the Winter Olympics, right, and they have the snowboard and half pipe is some of the coolest stuff. In that, you get three runs, and you have to throw out your lowest score, basically. Okay. So you're sort of encouraged to go for things, basically, because If you fail miserably, then it doesn't really hurt you.
So you get scored every time, even if you don't. Right. Yeah. So if your first three attempts, you get scored every time. I like that. That's good.
Well, yeah.
You're not just getting for one score for the three attempts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so what the judges have done to try and counteract that is give you points even when you miss, apparently.
Yeah. Did anybody did we feel like Donovan Mitchell deserved to win this thing? Yeah, he was the most consistent dunker, right?
I don't care.
Yeah,
he was fine.
But he was good.
I didn't like the fact that he won by virtue of repeating a Vince Carter dunk from 15 years ago or something.
Well, but the whole thing, doing it as well.
The whole thing seems antithetical.
But the whole thing was just like an homage to people who came before them. That was like the whole thing. Right. Like Larry Nance did a thing with his dad.
Yeah, that makes sense though, right?
There was the Griffith thing.
Yeah.
I thought the Larry Nance Jr. Senior thing made sense, right? He's just doing homage to his dad.
But the whole point of the dunk contest is to do things that I thought the point of the dunk contest was to do things that people have never seen before.
Do something new, like, right?
Well, yeah, I thought Donovan Mitchell's throwing it off the one backboard and catching it windmill style behind his head and dunking it on the other backboard was pretty awesome. I'd never
that
seen
was,
that.
That was an amazing dunk. And the double tap from Nance was actually a good dunk, too. It just didn't look like much.
It didn't look like it in real time.
Yeah. Right. Which probably affects the score. Although he got a 50 on that after he.
Well, I think it affects the crowd reaction.
After Aaron Gordon got jacked for the under the legs dunk that he did because no one had seen the replay, I think they made sure that the refs or the judges had a chance to see replays this year, which was smart.
Which is smart, yeah.
So I think it's interesting that they're going to the replay center for this. I think it's
it goes to Secaucus.
You know, this goes to the Secaucus.
Can't have too many replays.
No, it's you know, it slows down the dunk contest, but it's once a year. Who cares?
Sure.
You got to get it right.
Increasing replays are my favorite part of sport. So.
It was fun. It was a fine dunk contest. It was fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Ringing endorsements.
That's right.
You know what you can also do is you go to YouTube.com, type NBA dunk contest, and then someone will just put all the dunks together in a row. You can watch the whole thing in like 10 minutes.
Speaking of dunk contests, a player from the Mad Ants just won the G League dunk contest.
That's right.
Quan Jones?
And I watched it. And he's got a couple nice dunks. The issues didn't have a lot of competition. The guy who was playing against couldn't finish his dunks, and so got the sort of, you know, the 6 points across the board. So all he had to do was just like accomplish a dunk and won. So it was sort of anticlimactic. But
that sucks.
Still, no, but it was great. It's good that you know, Fort Wayne Mad Ants are getting some love.
Congratulations to Quan Jones on your victory.
That's right. And we're just going to win the title this year. So it's the beginning of all of our trophies.
Is that how it works? Does that mean that the Jazz are about to win a title?
Maybe. They are the hottest team in the NBA.
Yeah, according to Colson, they're going to beat us by at least 50 points.
Wow. All by dunks, too. Well, Jason, what when the Pacers get back into the NBA schedule, who are we going to be coming up against?
Oh, yeah, I kind of forgot that there's more basketball to be played.
Not until, like, Wednesday.
Even further, my friend.
Really?
Pacers don't play until Friday.
Oh, we don't play.
Wow.
Yeah, I think the NBA comes back. Yeah, either Wednesday or Thursday. I can't remember. Pacers play Friday at home against the Atlanta Hawks.
Win.
And that's the only game this week.
I'm calling a sweep.
Calling a sweep.
Sweep 2 weeks in a row.
That's
right.
Wow. Well rested.
Oh, speaking of that, the league did reschedule the at New Orleans game that was rained out.
Mm.
It will be played March 21st, which is good for us because we play the 19th and the 23rd, so it fits right in the middle. Too bad for New Orleans. They will play a back-to-back-to-back to get that game done.
Burn. Wait.
It is in the
middle. That's what happens when you for them. Don't keep rain out of your own building.
Right. It's right. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. That's it is in the midst of a 5-game homestand for them, so they don't have to travel any of that back-to-back-to-back, but that is still a lot to ask. So that gives us an advantage March 21st at New Orleans.
If they get tired, they can just throw some water on the floor again.
All right, well, fans, stay tuned for our Thursday show when Colson adds that to his algorithm for how the Pacers are going to do after the All-Star break, now that he has this information.
That's right. That's right. Changes everything. Re-jigger.
Changes everything. Exactly. Oh, man. I think we're definitely a lottery team now.
No, I was going to say we're definitely going to the finals now.
But, oh, well,
yeah.
The G League finals? Get this wrapped up.
Mad Ants are already doing that for us.
Oh, man.
Things are looking up in Indy.
Well, good. Well, until Thursday, you can find us on Twitter. We are at Undebeatables. We are on Facebook.com/TheUndebeatables. Website is TheUndebeatables.com. There's a contact form there. You can send us a message or you can email us. Shout out at TheUndebeatables.com. Thanks to everybody who's been doing that. You can review our show in iTunes or wherever you listen to it. That really helps new listeners find our show. And, of course, we got T-shirts for sale at our website /store.
For our once-and-always coach, Bobby Sick Leonard, now in the Hall of Fame, turn out the lights, the party's over.
It's like Mongolian throat singing or something.
Your mic is crackling a little bit there, Colson.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
What's up?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, it's Giannis.
Correct.
Antetokounmpo. Antetokounmpo.
No, that's good. Giannis is good. Jason, you got an Antetokounmpo guess?
Okay. Antetokounmpo. Antetokounmpo.
Oh, so close.
NMPO. Yep.
Right?
NMPO. Oh, nice work though. Really nice work.
Well, hey, we got that done in less than a day and a half, so it beat my prediction soundly. I'll take it.
All right, Colson, I got one for you.
Oh, good Lord. Okay.
Joe Young.
You know I can't spell. It's not fair. I never learned to read.
Dario Saric.
Dario Saric.
So close, but you don't know what that C thing is called. It's got some kind of thing on there. You don't even know what it's called. Yep.
So Cyrillic C.
Cedilla? Is that what it's called?
No.
What about Papagiannis?
Papagiannis.
Did you know there's Nicholas two Hernan Gomez's?
I call it B-U-S-T. Yes.
Willie and Kyle?